producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Nothing going on. And a good day can't fix or involve itself in. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 7 minutes after the hour. That's the Good Day program with a focus on what's happening, what you need to know, that is the facts, and then opinions expressed by lots of people just like you in any number of ways. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. That's a convenient way and the way a lot of people these days. It's funny. It's unusual. I suppose there are all kinds of adjectives we could use. There are a lot of things that are changing in the communication business, the way we communicate with each other. Some people prefer to put it in a quick tweet than to have a quick call. Whichever you prefer, 888-302-3684. The focus on women being in service to the United States, that is, we have men have to register for the draft when they're 18. Women do not have to do that. But women want to be treated equally, especially the millennial crowd, the group that's under the age of 30. They want to have things the same. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who believe that there are a lot of indications that would lead us to believe that the roles of women and men are changing dramatically in this group. From 1940 until 1973, during both peacetime and periods of conflict, men drafted to fill vacancies in the armed forces which couldn't be filled through voluntary efforts. The draft was ended when the U.S. military moved to an all-volunteer military force in the 70s. This week, a Senate committee met to discuss whether women ought to have the same responsibility, whether they ought to sign up for the Selective Service like men have to. There was a hearing held at that question. And at the hearing, Senator Claire McCaskill, who's from Missouri, asked some of the top military leaders of our country if women ought to have to sign up for the Selective Service now that combat jobs are opening up for them all the way around.
I think one of the questions we have to address now is registering for the Selective Service. If you would briefly go down the line and give me your sense as to whether or not Congress should look at requiring Selective Service registration for all Americans.
Senator, it's my personal view that based on this lifting of restrictions for assignment to unit MOS, that every American who's physically qualified should register for the draft.
You very correctly pointed out this needs to be looked at as part of a national debate, given the change circumstances. We do believe that this will open up recruiting.
Senator, I believe that, yes, it should be a national debate, and I encourage the legislative body to look at that. We've had over 1,000 women killed or injured in combat. Now with this implementation, if you can meet the standard, you're on the team no matter what MOS it is. So I highly encourage that national debate, ma'am.
Senator, I think that all eligible and qualified men and women should register for the draft.
Well, I do, too. I think it's the right thing going forward.
All right. What do you think? 888-302-3684. I believe they are correct. Signing up just means that you are on record. You're doing what the law suggests, just in case. So the information that women give would be the same as the information men give. What's wrong with that? Everybody wants equality. Kara Schillen is in the control room of our studio in Washington. What do you think at your age, or actually younger, you'd be required to sign up on your 18th birthday? I don't know whether they would make it going forward. You're what, 24 now, 25? How old are you?
I am 23.
23. All right. So let's say they made it retroactive and that all women from 18 to 28 were required to sign up. What would you think of that?
I think it makes sense, and I didn't even realize until this year that guys still had to sign up for the draft before they could get their license or register to vote.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So there seems to be agreement. I'll bet there are some people listening right now who don't think this is a good idea because they don't like the idea of women in the service anyway. But if you want equality, this is what goes in that territory. Late last year, Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter opened all positions in the military to qualifying women. There are many women who are strong enough, whether it's a bit, you have to be big and strong, but you got to be strong for combat roles. And he gave his reasoning for that decision. And in fact, that's why there is this hearing going on, this continuing hearing on whether women should be signing up for the Selective Service.
I'm announcing my decision not to make continued exceptions. That is, to proceed with opening all these remaining occupations and positions to women. There will be no exceptions. This means that as long as they qualify and meet the standards, women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before. They'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, and lead infantry soldiers into combat. They'll be able to serve as Army Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Corps Infantry, Air Force Parajumpers, and everything else that was previously open only to men. And even more importantly, our military will be better able to harness the skills and perspectives that talented women have to offer. The Marine Corps asked for a partial exception in some areas such as infantry, machine gunner, fire support, reconnaissance, and others. We are a joint force, and I have decided to make a decision which applies to the entire force. I'm directing all the military services to proceed to open all military occupational specialties to women.
All right. Thoughts? We'll keep this going for a few minutes because this is very interesting, and I think it's a good time for women in many respects. It's all good. Also a good time for equality. There is much discussion about what separates us. We all know that. Your race, your color, your religion, your size, the amount of money you got in the bank, whether you're a man or a woman, all those things. Let's see if this isn't the first. This is maybe a great move I applaud them for having this conversation and for actually doing it and making it happen, because it is a good time for us to be starting the breakdown of all of those. So some people say, well, we're going to have a woman president. Maybe we are. If we are, that's great. It's time people who are qualified to do whatever it is that they want to do are accepted into that field. And it doesn't make any difference whether they have whatever. It doesn't make any difference. Gay, straight. There are so many things that we have put up, barriers we put up that are ridiculous, that now we're addressing them, and I think that's good. 15 past the hour here on Good Day.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Earn at 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy. As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
Hey there, has anyone ever told you you are really scoring some points?
Did you get that line from a cheap Valentine's Day card?
I just wanted you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
Oh.
You can use them at Sears or Kmart on almost anything you want. Jewelry, sweaters, a new multi-floor bagless vacuum.
Why would I want a new vacuum?
Because you have swept me off my feet.
Seriously.
Okay, that one's a line.
Surprise points valid till February 10th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
18 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the focus on whether or not women should be registering for the draft. This conversation, I think the first time this has been held this way, top Army and Marine Corps leaders testifying. I think that all eligible and qualified men and women ought to register for the draft, said Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley. Is it Milley or Miley? M-I-L-L-E-Y? It's not important. He and Marine General Robert Neller said women like men ought to be required to register for the Selective Service when they get to be 18. What say you on this? Here's something from a reporter. Actually, it's a filing. Boston Herald's Adriana Cohen spoke to a reporter on the history of the draft and gives a lowdown on what some Americans think about the decision made during this hearing.
It's time to talk about the draft. Nope, not the NFLs, not the NBAs or the MLBs. We're talking the military draft. The U.S. hasn't used the draft since 1973. But guys, we still know all about this because we've had to register for it since we were 18. Now the heads of the Army and the Marine Corps say the selective service system shouldn't just be for the boys anymore. At a congressional hearing, Marine General Robert Neller said every American physically qualified should register for the draft. His Army counterpart, General Mark Milley, basically said the same, that all eligible men and women should sign up.
I'm all for it.
I think they should be treated equally if they're just as smart and just as bright.
I would say that I'd be on board.
Women are already being integrated into combat and infantry roles in the U.S. military, so it seems to make sense to these guys that women should join the draft, too. Sounds like selective service might not be quite as selective in the future.
That's they have a radio station at the Boston Herald, an online station, and that's where that information came from. Decision was opposed by the Marines, citing a year-long study they conducted that found gender-integrated units were slower, less lethal, and more prone to injury than the all-male units. The issue of women in combat registering for the draft also has legal connections. The Supreme Court ruled in 1981 that it was constitutional to draft only men into the military because women were excluded from combat roles. Things have changed. A federal judge in California said during a December hearing over a lawsuit arguing that an all-male draft is unconstitutional. I guess that's going to work for you. 21 past the hour, if that's your feeling. This is Good Day.
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Some of the important medical news. Dr. Hoffman has, in my opinion, the best newsletter in the medical world. This is available for you. Just go to drhoffman.com. Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, drhoffman.com. So what do you make of all of the reports? I want to hear from you. I've heard from a lot of other people. I'm getting a little tired, frankly, of all the hoopla about the Zika virus. Somebody's got it in Dallas. They got it from having sex with somebody who'd been in South America. There's a report that there's a case in Jamaica. This is like getting to be, I don't know what to do, to be honest with you, because I think there's a lot of hype. My instincts tell me there's too much hype here. What are your, from your factual point of view as a doctor who would have plenty of questions from his patients about this, what are you telling them?
Well, it's hard to say because this is a condition that really, it's caused a very minor degree of symptoms. 80% of people who get bitten by these mosquitoes and carry the virus don't even know it. But on the other hand, there's some very dire consequences for pregnancy. There's a condition called microcephaly, which is a devastating birth defect. Children with small heads, small brains, mental retardation.
Yeah.
So they're actually declaring an international emergency. The World Health Organization is doing that. And, whether they're jumping the shark or not, there may be some serious consequences, at least in terms of pregnancy for women in exposed areas. Now, right now, it's dead of the winter, right? So we're talking about the southern hemisphere only. But this could actually spread into the southern United States and well up the eastern seaboard by the time that we reach midsummer. And that could create a lot of distress because we don't even know how this spreads, to what extent it creates problems. Mm-hmm. Now there's this issue of sexual transmission. According to the authorities, that's rare, but, you know, same thing happens with the Ebola virus, you know, is that there may be actually the possibility that it may be something that stays in the semen for many, many months, and somebody who's been exposed could potentially expose a sexual partner, so that's a scary prospect.
Yeah, I wondered about that, the comparison to Ebola and what value that was, so thank you for explaining that.
Yep.
How important is it that CVS is going to take over the Target pharmacy operation? This is almost they're paying a couple of billion bucks to get in there. There are 1,600 of these in 47 states. What does this do for people's care, if anything? Is this just a change, a business change? Or do you see the way we get drugs, the way that they are, if you will, metered out, changing?
Well, there's a really trajectory from the corner pharmacy, you know, where you knew the pharmacist right. knew you could actually be, in a sense, a healthcare provider for you because, Charlie, yeah, the last time you had a headache, this worked, that worked. Your doctor told me not to give you this and that and the other thing. You know, they really knew you on a one-to-one basis. Now, these mega pharmacies, it's all computerized. It's yeah. very impersonal. Here in New York, you know, virtually there's a CVS Rite Aid on virtually every corner. They seem to also be getting into they sell you food, they sell everything you need. It's amazing. These chains are very powerful. They also have tremendous buying power when it comes to cutting deals with the pharmaceutical companies. I think that's what it's all about because drugs are expensive. Big right. Monopolistic pharmacies can cut better deals, get cheaper drugs to people. But ultimately, you're losing that personal touch.
Yeah. Dr. Ronald Hoffman on Good Day. Check out the newsletter at drhoffman.com. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
When trying to trim your crop input costs, keep in mind that nature doesn't care about your bottom line. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Still looking for ways you can cut your crop cost of production this year? This advice from Steve Barnhart, a regional agronomist with Minnesota-based Winfield.
The most expensive herbicide program is the one that doesn't work. So that's not a very good place to cut. You know, we have weed resistance out there. We have weed shifts. And I think there's a lot of risks out there.
Barnhart says using multiple modes of action with crop chemicals seems to be working for resistant weeds. But he adds weather, as always, is a wild card.
Last summer, we had a lot of disease develop in the crop. Those guys that elected not to put on a fungicide found out it cost them anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 33 after the hour, focusing on what's happening, baby. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? The Doug Steffen Truth Squad includes Kara Schillen this hour and you and perhaps a journalist named Sarah Koenig, who in 2014 produced a podcast entitled Serial, a podcast that ranked number one on iTunes even before its debut, and it stayed there for weeks. Using investigative journalism, Ms. Koenig narrated a nonfiction story over a number of different episodes. The first season focused on Baltimore teenager Adnan Syed, who was convicted of a murder in 1999, sentenced to life in prison. 15 years later, he's getting the chance to ask for a new trial. Kara, you've listened to this. Why, in your opinion, is this as big? How did it get to the size and depth and breadth that it has?
Well, so it's based, I mean, it played on public radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would have if it wasn't a podcast.
Right. A podcast from NPR, yeah.
Yeah, so there are huge fans of that in this area anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they kind of had a head start. But it's a huge deal because basically the woman, Sarah Koenig, came across this because someone emailed her and said, hey, there's this murder case. This guy's been in jail, and we think that his defense attorney, you know, basically just didn't try at all. So that's how it started. And then so Sarah started researching it and just came across, you know, she talked to the guy while he was in jail and just came across all kinds of inefficiencies in the case, just all of this stuff that didn't seem right. And so she did numerous different episodes, and it just, I don't know why it became huge. Just some things have luck, but it was very well reported on, and really, really intriguing.
One of the things that this brings to the surface is the ongoing debate. We had this conversation yesterday, I believe, during this hour of the program, and we've had this conversation ad nauseum about the death penalty and why it's so flawed that it ought to be eliminated. There are a lot of people who have been tried and convicted, and later, even after they were executed, and I think I have some stats on that that I'm going to dig out that I saw after the program yesterday, how many people who either were on death row or who were already dispatched were found innocent because of new evidence of faulty equipment that was used to do DNA work, whatever it was. There are a lot of these cases. I'm talking about a lot of them, not just a few of them, but a lot of them. So let's start with reporter Andrea Seabrook, who, as we discussed a few minutes ago, is from NPR, describing the case of this Adnan Syed.
Adnan Syed was a teenager when he was convicted of murdering his ex-girlfriend, Pei Min Lee. Her body was found weeks after she'd gone missing in a shallow grave in a suburban Baltimore park. For more than a decade after the conviction, the case was all but ignored. Syed was convicted. He's been in prison for more than 15 years. He's now 35. So it's remarkable that he's getting a hearing now. But Koenig's investigation found glaring problems in the state's case against Syed and strange inconsistencies in his defense.
See, this is the perfect usage, and NPR does a better job many times than does commercial radio, at, or as far as that's concerned, commercial television, newspapers. The investigative arm of journalism in this country is sick. It's almost non-existent, frankly. So no matter what the source, when there is a good investigative piece, and I'm not talking about some of the crud that comes in the early evening news, spotlight on this or that or the other thing, the city manager has an ingrown toenail, film at 11, you know, that kind of nonsense. The Spotlight team, which was the subject of the Spotlight movie that dug into what was going on with the Catholic Church in Boston, is a perfect example of how things used to be. Not much of that stuff going on now. And by the way, that movie is up for Academy Award as Best Picture. It has won that in several other circumstances. I hope it wins it here, because it is such a telling, gripping story of outrage and abuse. And it could be that this circumstance that we're describing here of this Baltimore teenager named Adnan Syed is the same thing. It certainly is worth looking into, as we're saying, you know, listening to on the merits of the case. Here's Sarah Koenig, who is the producer and host of the podcast, giving her own description about the case for Mr. Syed and why she feels the need, felt it maybe past tense, because she got involved. Why?
The state's case was that a 17-year-old high school senior named Adnan Syed had strangled his ex-girlfriend one day after school in January of 1999. They had a witness who said that he helped Adnan Syed bury this body. So that was their case. There's no eyewitnesses to the actual murder. There's really no physical evidence linking Adnan to the crime itself. So I wanted to understand what the state understood. I was just like, well, I don't understand how they made this case. So let me figure out how they made this case.
And so it goes on. There's a new defense attorney named Justin Brown who is talking about what he thinks the outcome of the hearing is going to be.
We're going to be presenting witnesses and we're going to be presenting exhibits. And we're confident that after we have entered all the evidence, that the judge is going to carefully consider it and that it's going to win Adnan Syed a new trial.
By the way, we're not talking about, and maybe this is an exception, and maybe I sound like a snob here a little bit. I'm not trying to. I don't consider myself a journalist at all. This is a radio program that deals with what people are talking about. I take bits and pieces of information that are provided to me, put them together, you hear it, and you decide whether you think it's an interesting conversation or something. Oh, geez, I didn't know that. You know, whatever the value
Toyota
is.
Toyota helps you get the most out of your...
What happened? All right, let me just keep going here. After researching this for more than a year and personally getting to know Adnan, Ms. Koenig gives her own conclusion to this case.
All I can say is I think I think something went wrong with this case, and I think that's worth reporting.
All right, here's a clip from this podcast serial in which Adnan talks about what he remembers from the day the murder took place.
The thing I can say is, man, it was just a normal day to me. There was absolutely nothing abnormal about that day. Now, I definitely understand that someone could look at this and say, oh, man, you know, he must be lying. It's so coincidental that he doesn't remember what he did at this particular time. I mean, I completely understand that, and I get that. That's, you know, like I said, that's the, you know, the biggest, the hardest thing I've dealt with for these past 15 years is that I don't, there's nothing tangible I can do to remember that day. It's the truth. There's nothing I can do, you know, to make me remember. You know, I poured through the transcripts. I've looked through the telephone records. You know, I mean, it's just, what else can I do? There's nothing I can do. So it's just, you know, perhaps I'll never be able to explain it. And it is what it is. If someone believes me or not, you know, I have no control over it.
All right. So I'm going to go out on a limb here because I'm a broadcaster. I have been listening to voices on the air for a long time. I remember little about this. I've got a little bit of information, but I'm going to tell you, listening to that voice, I'm going to suspect, and then looking at the name, that this is a black person. And so do we know that, Kara, one way or the other? I don't know.
He's actually Pakistani.
He's Pakistani, okay. But he's of color. And that sometimes does a great deal to prejudice people who might be in juries or who might be in the prosecuting department. We've gone through this any number of times. And like it or not, it happens. There have been case after case after case where information, and I'm not saying that's the case here because I don't know much more about it than what we presented here, but I will tell you, the system is rigged in many ways by police, sometimes by prosecuting attorneys, because they want to get a conviction, a notch on their belt, if you will. And you know it, and I know it. Am I saying all police are bad? No. And I'm kind of tired of listening to people say, you're always complaining about the police. You don't understand, you're unpatriotic or whatever. That's nonsense. That's garbage. If people like me don't stand up, and people like this lady who did the podcast, if we don't stand up for what we think is right, whether we're right or wrong isn't the point. We could be right, we could be wrong. But if you don't ask questions, if you don't point out the inequities, if you don't share with people, I have a bully pulpit, in a manner of speaking, because I'm on the air every day, 6 hours, Monday through Friday. Every weekend I'm on the air for in three or four different other programs. And so I have the ability to reach out to an audience and to say, this is something of concern to me, or this is good, or this is bad, or this is great, or I love this, or I don't love that. So that's what I have the right to do because I have a radio program and plus this freedom of speech in this country, hopefully. I get shouted down a lot by people who say, you don't know what you're talking about. Or, you should be off the air because you don't believe in this, that, or the other thing. Well, that's tough for you. If you don't like it, turn to another radio program. That's easy enough to do. But in the meantime, I'm going to express myself, and I think that there are a lot of people in public positions of authority who do a sucko job, and they ought not be in those jobs. And this may or may not be one of those cases, but I sure as heck could dig around. It wouldn't take me 14 seconds to find examples of dozens of cases that were rigged against people, and they were sent to jail or the worst, to the death chamber, and they weren't guilty. If we're going to have a system that works, it better be fair and equitable, or we ought to be trying as hard as we can to make sure that everybody gets a fair shot. And you know as well as I do, like that Jerkleberry kid who ran over four people in his car, killed him, and all he did was get a slap on the wrist because somebody had enough money to influence it. That's, what is that called, affluenza or something along that line. That's just not right. It isn't the way the system ought to work. Equal justice for everybody. And that doesn't happen in this country, and it's time that it did. So I'm strongly in favor of looking at this thing again and see what comes out of it. 50, where are we here? About 45 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Hey there, has anyone ever told you you are really scoring some points?
Did you get that line from a cheap Valentine's Day card?
I just wanted you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
Oh.
You can use them at Sears or Kmart on almost anything you want. Jewelry, sweaters, a new multi-floor bagless vacuum.
Why would I want a new vacuum?
Because you have swept me off my feet.
Seriously.
Okay, that one's a line.
Surprise points valid till February 10th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. Know more. Love more.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
So there's this controversy that's been sort of the focus lately of a conversation, the movie The Titanic, and the scene that caused the controversy was when Jack drowned because there wasn't enough room on the door that was floating for both him and Rose to survive. A lot of fans and actors have their own theories about this. Kate Winslet, who played Jack's love interest Rose, told Jimmy Kimmel that even she doesn't think he had to die in the film.
People were very excited that you were sitting next to or near Leonardo DiCaprio at the show. Even though, in a way, you let him freeze to death in the water, because either way...
I agree. You know, I think he could have actually fitted on
there
that bit.
There was plenty of room on the raft.
I know.
That same year, show, Mythbusters, made it their mission to debunk the myth that Jack had to die. Here's an excerpt.
Let's see. Here we can both get on this thing.
Jack's first attempts to get aboard the board seem very similar to the movie. The board does appear to be only made for one. But once they stabilize and get their balance, things are looking up.
All right, baby steps. Baby steps.
So when I first got on, it felt anything but stable. Just like the movie and the small-scale test we did, it felt like it could tip at any moment.
It's holding the stuff out of the water, mostly.
And if we were in nearly freezing temperatures in danger of passing out, that would be a real issue. So I had an idea.
You're wearing a life jacket. What's say, Rose, spread some of her buoyancy around. Let's put it underneath this thing and get every bit we can out of it.
And it's the MacGyver-style tweak that really puts the nail in this myth's coffin. The additional buoyancy has made a massive difference. They're no longer floundering around, but sitting pretty.
80% of my body is out of the water and in the air.
Yeah, same here. If we can hold this sort of stationary, I think we're golden.
With all we've learned, I think Jack's death was needless.
Surprising solution. There it is. 51 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have the pleasure of Warren Eckstein's company here on the Good Day program. I hope your ears were burning because I was talking about you yesterday to a lady that's running a seminar that Meredith and I are attending here in Palm Springs, California. I will tell you about that. Plus, we find out whether or not certain type of bird can be taught to attack drones. And Warren's got a story, a really nice story, of these dogs that were rescued from an Arkansas puppy mill, all coming up here on Good Day.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
55 past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Warren Eckstein is with us. See, I'm giving you a little extra, Dr. Warren Eckstein. Although, for all I know, you could have been given an honorary doctorate. It happens to people like you who are esteemed in their field. Anybody ever offer you an honorary doctorate degree?
Actually, I have, and I didn't accept it.
Really? Why?
I just felt that from what I do, the non-doctorate aspect is more relatable to my listeners.
Really? That's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll call you a doctor anyway. I practice medicine on the air all the time. I don't have a license. I just play one on the radio. Why not? Let's have some fun with it. Anyway, the serious side of things, this story that you posted at the Pet Show, I think it's on your blog, as a matter of fact, petshow.com. Here's how you get Warren, by the way, hugsandkisses.com. And I'm going to tell you about something I recommended you to someone, and I'm going to tell you that story in a moment. First, though, tell us about all these dachshunds that were rescued from this puppy mill.
Yeah, Doug, this has been a battle that I've been doing for like the last 30 years, and it's gained a lot of traction. But these puppy mills all over the South, specifically in the Amish areas of Pennsylvania, they breed these dogs. These dogs are in cages from the day they're born to the day they die. They're just breeding machines. Then these puppies are sent out to puppy stores, and they're sold. It's an atrocious situation. And here's a scenario where they have these 41 beautiful little dachshund puppies, but who knows what diseases they're going to have from bad genetics. But 41 dachshund puppies taken from an Arkansas puppy mill found in Nebraska. Hopefully they'll find a home at this point, but we have to close down these puppy mills. They're just absolutely like the Auschwitz for dogs.
People need to know where the dog comes from. Hello, ding, ding, ding. And with so many dogs in these rescue situations, we got a dog from the Kill Center in Brooklyn last May. Has turned out to be one of the most marvelous animals that I've ever been around and that Meredith's ever been around. Just a wonderful dog.
Well, they know, Doug. I believe when you rescue a dog, they know you saved their lives and they pay you back every day for the rest of theirs. But let me just give you a little hint here. A lot of people say, but Warren, I want a purebred dog. I've always had a dachshund. I want to get a dachshund. What do I do? Well, you don't have to go to a breeder. You don't have to go to a pet store. There are literally rescues specifically set up across the country for certain breeds. There's, my dog came from German Shepherd Rescue off the streets of South Central LA. There's dachshund rescue, schnauzer rescue, cocker rescue.
Bulldog rescue.
Plus 25% of every dog at every shelter in this country is a purebred dog.
Yeah. All right, so that's something to keep in mind. I told you I was in Palm Springs at a conference, basically a seminar, to learn how to talk to my animals. I'm a cow person. I'm a dog person. Meredith's a horse person. We both love our dogs, and we wanted to get closer to them. And there's a lot to be said for animal communicators. The lady who's teaching this seminar is Amelia Kincaid, who you might want to invite on your program. But I wondered about animal communicators and what your experience has been with them over the years.
Well, I've had pros and cons, some that I thought were really good, some that I thought were real charlatans, but the bottom line is more important than talking to your pet or just communicating with them, just sitting down and listening to them. You can actually, anyone can converse with their pet if they just remove the human ego, sit on the floor, and let their dog or cat talk to them.
Right. You know what else you'd like? Wish I had more time to talk about it. I met a guy yesterday here who has a horse rescue. It's not far from here. He's got 100 horses that he's rescued over the years. And it's just amazing the kind of work that they do. So there's rescue centers for not only dogs, but horses.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.